Exercise 7. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I would like to buy a large smoked ham for a dinner party that I am hosting tonight. Can you suggest anything in particular?
This cut of meat arrived just on Friday and is very good. I highly recommend it. Shall I weigh it and then wrap it up for you?
Yes, please. I would also like 300 grams of sun-dried tomatoes and 1/2 kilogram of mozzarella cheese. I see that you have 5 kinds. Which one is the best?
The darker mozzarella cheese is my favorite. It has a wonderful flavor. Let me cut some up and then I will add up the total cost. Number 1. When will the woman have a party? Number 2. How many items does the woman want to buy? Number 3. How much cheese does the woman want to buy? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I am calling about the DVD player that I ordered over the internet from your store. I received it yesterday, but it is not working at all.
I am sorry to hear that, ma'am. Did you install it correctly and read the instruction manual carefully before you tried to use it?
Yes, I think I tried everything written in the manual, but it does not work even when I plug it in. So I would like you to come pick it up and then give me my money back.
Not to worry. We will replace it for you tomorrow with a working model and give you some complimentary DVDs to make up for the inconvenience. I hope this will be acceptable.
Number 4. What had the woman purchased? Number 5. What did the woman demand? Number 6. How will the woman return the item? Exercise 8. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know how fast you're driving? You are doing 80 kilometers an hour in a school zone. The signs on the road clearly say that the speed limit here is 40. By speeding, you are putting yourself and others at risk.
But officer, I didn't know that it was a school zone. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been driving as fast as I was. I am not from around here, and I didn't even see the sign.
That is no excuse for reckless driving, ma'am. I understand your situation, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to write you a speeding ticket.
I'm sorry. I suppose I am lucky that I didn't hit a child that was crossing the street or have my license revoked.
Number 1. What is the man's job? Number 2. What did the woman do wrong? Number 3. What will the woman have to do?
Commence, to begin or begin something.
시작하다.
Example, the lawyers are preparing for the trial which commences in 30 days.
30일 후에 시작하는 그런 재판을 변호사들은 준비하고 있습니다.
Example, in 1993, the company commenced drilling on the property.
1993년에 이 회사는 그 건물에 대한 시추 작업을 시작했죠.
Commence. Expel. To officially force someone to leave a place or organization because of their bad behavior.
몰아내다, 쫓아내다.
Example, the police were sent to expel the demonstrators from public buildings.
이런 공공장소에서 데모하는 사람들을 경찰들이 결국 몰아내도록 보내졌다.
Expel. Merge. If two organizations merge, you merge them. They combine to form one bigger organization.
합병하다.
Example, two of Indonesia's top banks are planning to merge.
두 개의 인도네시아의 큰 은행들이 합병을 할 계획입니다.
Merge. Fabulous. Extremely good. Wonderful.
네, 훌륭하다는 뜻이죠.
Example. You look fabulous.
너 아주 멋있어 보여.
Example. A fabulous opportunity.
대단히 훌륭한 기회.
Very large or great.
엄청난.
Example. Fabulous wealth.
엄청난 부.
Fabulous. Overwhelming. Much larger, stronger, more important, etc. than anything else in a situation.
압도적인.
Example. An overwhelming majority voted against his proposal.
압도적인 과반수가 그의 제안에 반대 투표를 했습니다.
Example. The odds against them winning seemed overwhelming.
그들이 이기는 것에 대한 그런 가능성, 이 가능성은 압도적인 듯합니다.
An overwhelming emotion is very strong, often so strong that you cannot think or behave normally.
압도적인 감정, 뭐 이런 뜻이 있죠, 또.
Example, I had the overwhelming desire to get up and leave.
아, 빨리 난 일어나서 떠나고자 하는 그런 아주 참을 수 없는 그런 감정이 있었습니다.
Overwhelming. Resignation. The act of leaving a job permanently, a letter of resignation.
사임.
Example, rebel groups have demanded the immediate resignation of the government.
이 반란 그룹은 정부의 즉각적인 사임을 요구했다.
Example, he announced this resignation as Gorbachev's senior advisor.
그는 고르바초프의 시니어 어드바이저로서의 그런 직책을 사임했다.
Resignation. Utility. A public service such as gas, water or electricity that is used by everyone.
이거 수도 전기 가스 등의 그런 공공 서비스 얘기로 수업 시간에 많이 했죠.
Example, utility companies.
이런 수도 전기 가스 등을 공급하는 회사.
The state of being useful, usefulness.
유용성이라는 뜻이 있습니다.
Example, tests have proved the utility of this material.
이 검사에 의하면 이 자료에 이 재료의 어떤 유용성이 입증이 됐죠.
Utility. Potency. The strength of a medicine, drug or chemical.
약 등의 힘을 가리키죠.
Example. Improper storage may decrease the potency of the drug.
부적절한 보관이 이 약의 효능을 떨어뜨립니다.
Potency. Complementary. Things that are complementary combine well together or look attractive together. Often because they have different qualities.
보충하는 의 뜻입니다.
Complementary. A day off.
하루를 쉬다.
A day when you do not work.
네, 바로 이런 뜻이죠.
Example, I have a day off next week.
다음 주에 하루 쉽니다.
A day off.